In this bulletin, a former political staffer complains about alleged mistreatment while working for a federal government minister. Pro-democracy politicians resign en masse in Hong Kong. And the International Olympic Committee president prepares to head to Japan for talks about the Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A former government advisor has accused the Federal Employment Minister, Michaeli Cash, of forcing her out of her job through a false redundancy process. Rachel Miller is accusing Minister Cash of poor treatment in 2018, stating she felt ambushed and excluded from meetings before she learned of an office restructure. Ms. Miller was allegedly told she could apply for a more junior role because her original position was being made redundant. This week, the ABC revealed details of an affair between the acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge and Rachel Miller. But Scott Morrison says Mr. Tudge had not breached any ministerial standards. Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce, who had his private life exposed when he began a relationship with a former staffer, says adults need to be responsible for their actions.
If someone's monstering you persistently, and call in the cavalry and and do whatever you got to do, no matter who they are, Prime Minister of Australia or a staff member downstairs.
A disqualified Hong Kong legislator says the fight for freedom and justice isn't over as a number of pro-democracy lawmakers announced they were resigning as a group. China's National People's Congress Standing Committee passed a recent resolution stating that any lawmaker who supports Hong Kong's independence should be disqualified. The Hong Kong politicians quit in protest, with the chief executive Carrie Lam stating the disqualification occurred when there was a failure to pledge allegiance to the legislature. Ms. Lam has defended the Legislative Council, stating that each member is accountable to constituents and voters.
So I clearly will say that it is unfair to the pro-establishment members that once the 19 members left the Legislative Council, then they will become a rubber stamp of the Hong Kong SAR government. That certainly would not happen.
Victoria has recorded another day of no new coronavirus cases or deaths after more than 20,000 tests in the past 24 hours. The state has three active cases, with two people in hospital. Today marks 13 days in a row with zero new COVID-19 cases in Victoria. Residents in Western Sydney have been put on high alert after COVID-19 fragments were discovered in two sewage pumping stations. Health officials are encouraging about 18,000 people to take a COVID test because of virus detection in the area. The affected areas include Quakers Hill, Box Hill, The Ponds, North Kellyville, Rouse Hill, Parkley, Acacia Gardens and Kellyville Ridge. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says no new locally acquired cases have been detected, but five overseas travellers in hotel quarantine have tested positive.
We must not drop our guard at this critical time. It's vital that everyone in the state keeps working together to minimise community transmission, as the risk of resurgence of COVID-19 remains very real.
United States President Donald Trump has visited the tomb of the unknown soldier on Veterans Day in the United States, his first public appearance since the election result was called. Mr. Trump attended the ceremony in the rain, but he made no public comment about his rival Joe Biden being named as president-elect with more than 270 Electoral College votes. Several people have been injured in a blast at a cemetery where officials were commemorating the end of World War I in the Saudi city of Jeddah. The French Foreign Ministry has condemned what it calls a cowardly attack, which involved an explosive device at a non-Muslim cemetery. It's believed one Greek person was injured and Saudi authorities are working to identify the perpetrators. In sport, the International Olympic Committee says it's confident the Tokyo Games will proceed in July with a reasonable number of spectators. The president, Thomas Bach, will travel to Japan next week for Olympic talks, but he says cancellation of the Games won't be on the agenda. Mr. Bach says he wants to ensure a safer environment for everyone in Tokyo when the competition starts in 2021.
We will have further discussions again with all the experts and with the manufacturers, with the government, with other health authorities, with other national, with other non-governmental organisations.
Well, now the weather around Australia: Perth partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide a shower or two, 20. Melbourne becoming cloudy, 24. Hobart a possible shower, 26. Canberra a shower or two, a possible storm, 24. Wollongong much the same, 25. Sydney a possible shower, 26. Newcastle partly cloudy, 29. Brisbane mostly sunny, 28. Cairns partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.